Hi, I'm Eric.
I'm Jason.
And I'm Chris.
And we're I Beat It First.
Yay!
Sounds so bad.
Oh, that's great.
So bad.
You don't want to watch. Okay, turn that off. New intro music.
Turn that shit off. Okay, what the hell was that? Why did you want to play that?
I don't remember, but I've been watching, I can't remember what it's called. It's, Confessions of an MMO Addict or whatever,
oh,
something
Jesus.
Like that. Yeah,
is that the one with the girl
that plays a guy in an MMO?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
And then they end up.
She revert catfishes?
No, because like her like true love is the exact same situation. Like spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
Even like.
Oh no!
She falls in love. Like so, it's like all the things. She falls in love with the girl character online, but it ends up being like a guy playing a girl character, and then they meet in IRL, and they're like, "Oh man, it's so cute!" And it's just like they're dating each other, but not. It's stupid. But the reason why I like that's the opening theme song. The reason I like that opening theme song is because it's obviously my anime time is at night when I'm falling asleep. That theme song wakes me the fuck up. It was like, oh, God. Yes. That also
yes.
Yeah, I had to open my beer, but I have a giant twist top because I have a pint one.
Nice.
Close.
What are you doing, Chris? How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah, Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, everybody.
Yeah, happy Thanksgiving,
Happy post-Thanksgiving?
Yeah.
Happy holidays?
Happy holidays?
Happy holidays.
Yeah.
Happy holidays.
Right between Black Friday and Cyber Monday.
And yep.
You got like what, 3 weeks till Christmas?
Yep. Well, though, this is coming out post Cyber Monday.
Yeah. Did you guys get anything for Black Friday?
I bought a bunch of games.
I bought some Christmas presents. That was about it.
I'm very selfish.
You are very selfish. This is true. You don't have a 5-year old to buy for, though.
This is true. And even then, I'd be like, fuck off, 5-year old. Video games.
Video games come first, god damn it.
Yeah. What have you done for me the last 5 years?
Nothing.
Nothing.
You've nothing.
Been further for me.
You wipe your own ass. That's pretty much it.
I
didn't do shit for Frankenstein. Oh, dear God.
So, yeah, so I ended up picking up a set of Corsa and then an actual wheel, like sim racing wheel for PC and Xbox. So.
Nice.
Nice.
Hope you get that.
You bought like a new steering wheel for your car.
No.
No.
Just the digital version of his car.
Yeah. Just the digital.
That's all right.
It is cheaper to race the digital version than it is to race the real one.
Yes.
You don't have to spend real currency on tires on the digital.
No.
I don't know if EA got a hold of it all.
Oh, EA.
Oh, yeah.
EA presents GT Sport now with microtransactions.
More real experience.
Yes.
You want
shit,
gas?
It broke down.
Oh, you're going
price of gas is going up again.
Oh, man. And then every time you have to fucking change your oil in the middle of an endurance race. Oh, man. That's a $100 oil change right there. Minimum.
Union strike. Costs have gone up.
God.
It's so realistic.
That would be so funny and yet so fucking retarded all at the same time.
Right.
Yeah.
Hey. And Chris had his 10-year reunion yesterday.
I did.
Old balls.
I know. So old,
man. You're so, so old.
Yeah, it was a good little fun time. Drank all the beers and got to see some people. I hadn't saw them for a while. And it's just kind of like, oh, hey, man. Good to see you. It's been a long time. How are things? Oh, things are good. What have you been up to? Work. All right, cool. See you.
See you in 20.
Except for, like, Sam, who you just hadn't seen him in, like, a month.
Yeah, and we pretty much hung out the entire time.
Which is usually how it goes. It's like there's a lot of people. Yeah. Unless you live out of state, like if you still live in state, you've got some people that you still hang out with from high school that you're just like, yeah, I don't like those fuckers. I'm just going to hang out over here with you guys.
Yeah, my 20 was the same thing as I do every fucking Saturday night. It was like, hey, the same 20 people I hang out with every weekend.
Yep.
How you guys doing today? Glad we paid extra for this.
At your 10.
Yeah, just 10.
You said at my 20.
Whatever. Yeah. Almost. It will be. How about that?
Yeah. I'm almost at my 20.
No, the same 20 people.
Yes. Then. Yes. Yeah. But I am almost at my 20.
I'm not here today.
Got like a year and a half. And I have my 20.
Old balls. Indeed.
Old balls.
Fuck.
You like it when they touch your forehead, though.
Fuck.
And your chin.
The old.
You're like 100 people at mine.
That's it?
Yeah.
Wow. You went to Corona, right?
Yeah.
Jeez. And they like purposely planned this because this was supposed to like maximize occupancy, right?
I think so, but it's like all pretty much the same people you see every year the night before Thanksgiving at Zips.
Right.
Because so, yeah. There's been like many reunions every year since.
Right. Yeah. And that's what we were talking about. Like I was telling my mom, I was like, yeah, we, you know, usually go out drinking because we had to explain to her why bars would be open at 5 o'clock on Thanksgiving night. They're like, mm-hmm. Well, because you go out the night before Thanksgiving, then you eat and then you go out some more.
Yep.
That's pretty much it. You got to see all the people that are in town.
They're like also the most lucrative days for bars because of all the lonely people who,
oh yeah.
Yeah.
Like, fuck this, I'm going to drink. I don't blame them.
Super lonely mm-hmm. people.
Yep. Yeah, yeah. If I lived across country from everybody I knew for a job, but I didn't have enough money to go back, I'd be fucking drinking.
Oh yeah.
Yep. And actually kind of the funny thing too was this guy I went to middle school with is like a DJ. So he does like stuff on the radio and then plays a bunch of different like bars and clubs and stuff like that. And he was actually playing that night right across the street.
Did anyone walk in and be like, I'm with the DJ?
No, I did go up there and say hi to him, though.
Is that joke a little too old?
So old.
So old. So old.
Back when DJs were cool.
Yeah.
So? You mean back before DJs did things other than just push a button on a fucking laptop?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Disc jockey?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well. All right. So I finally beat... Super Mario Odyssey.
Ooh.
Fucking awesome. The end game was epic. It fulfills all fanboy fantasies, like what everybody wanted for it. All right, so spoiler alert, if you haven't played it and you want to play it, you might want to mute for about 30 seconds. And, okay, so you actually beat Bowser.
What?
And then Bowser, hang on. Then Bowser's knocked out, and you're like, oh, we have to escape the moon. The moon's crumbling down. Oh, I know. I'll throw my hat on Bowser. And then Mario's in Bowser, and you get to run through destroying shit. Then you go 2D, and you have the old school Bowser jumping up and down, shooting fireballs, or shooting the flamethrower stuff out of his mouth, and you have to go up and do everything. It was fucking awesome. It was that game, it was really, really fun, and then all of a sudden, it just went epic for me. I could barely contain myself. I was like, this is so fucking great, and I was doing it on a plane. I'm sitting there, I'm like, oh my god, I'm like flying back from San Francisco, I'm like, holy shit.
Inside screaming.
Like, oh my god, this is so fucking amazing. While I'm trying to keep the guy a seat away from me, from not knowing that I'm freaking out while he's doing his fucking PowerPoint presentation.
As you're just going total 5-year-old.
Yeah, and I'm like, what? Then I looked over, I'm like, why the fuck are you doing a PowerPoint presentation on a flight back from San Francisco on Friday morning?
Like, he fucked up bad. He's going to do it right now.
If you've got a fucking presentation to do like in a couple of hours, you should have had this shit done beforehand.
I applaud
That's
you.
That's all I'm saying.
I applaud you, airport man.
Got his fucking like steno pad out with all these notes of what he wanted to do, and it's like
procrastination. Oh hell yeah.
I'm like, oh my god. I'm like, shit, yeah. Dude. I'm like, well, actually, I'm probably only like 10 years younger than he was. But even that, I still get my shit done. You
that's
days
aspirations
ahead of time,
right there.
Because I have other people look at it before I do like a big presentation.
Aspirations.
Oh man, okay, and I have to touch on something real quick that Jason's gonna roll his eyes at. So Bandai fucked up again on another release, and they had shit you not, at 1 o'clock our time on Thanksgiving Day they were supposed to release the new Janemba and Gogeta cards for people mm-hmm. to be able to summon on it. Right. Literally hit 1 o'clock, server maintenance. And it was in and out for 11 fucking hours. It was fucking hilarious. A giant shit show all over Facebook, all over Reddit, all over Twitter. Everyone was going nuts.
This is for Dokken Battle, right?
This is for Dokken Battle. It was fucking funny. I was laughing my ass off. all sorts of people just pissed off beyond belief. And because a week, probably not even a week earlier, a little snafu happened that made it look like Bandai was cheating in Japan and they were only giving certain cards to certain players. So they had to pull their entire system down for, I think it was 12 hours for that. And they gave out 300 stones to everybody, which is a lot of fucking stones in that game.
Yeah.
To everyone on Japan. So everyone's like, when are we getting our 300 stones? 20. For 11 hours of maintenance on a very, very, very highly publicized release. It was fucking hilarious. And a giant shit show. And that's all I have to say about Dokken Battle right now.
It's a mobile game where they print money. So I don't know.
Dude, someone did the math on it. They make like over $1 million a day because of like where they're seated right now. They're number 3 in revenue on Google Play. And that's estimated at over $1 million in revenue.
Jesus.
For a fucking digital card game.
Gachapon game.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Digital Gachapon card game. All right, Chris, your turn. What have you been playing?
A whole lot of nothing.
Nice.
Jack shit. Yeah. Shit, shit, and jack shit.
Yep.
But you haven't been racing either, so what have you been doing? Have you been touching yourself?
Yes.
Oh, dude. We talked about this. Every time you touch yourself, God kills a kitten. Come on.
I hate those cats.
This is true. Cats suck. Those fuck cats, that's right. All right, so we're skipping Chris then.
Yeah.
Jason.
Oh.
What did you do while your in-laws were in town?
Yeah, I had the whole in-laws for all week for Thanksgiving. So that was a lot of fun. Great people. Love them to death. But, you know, it's still work to have people around and be and watching
they,
you.
They stayed at your house, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. We have a full house syndrome. Yeah. Every single room was taken care of. So a lot of fun. Mostly just played some VR. Thanks a lot for that. And got them all interested in that. Basically just playing the demos is all we got.
Oh, you didn't download the...
I downloaded it. Until Dawn part, or whatever.
Yeah, Until Dawn.
I have it.
You didn't have them play it? Oh, you should.
Only one would want to play it. And
come on.
Yeah. Never came. I know.
Just, you should have been like, oh, yeah, it's called Until Dawn. First of all,
the intro screen for that is not.
Oh, it's so. It just screams, not something I want to play.
It's a carnival ride where you basically are like a haunted carnival ride shooting insanity in the face.
Plus side. Dual wheels.
Yep.
But it's not much more than that. It's kind of like a tech demo.
Yeah.
But it's fun.
It's fun. Rounded out Call of Duty for myself. Pretty much putting that behind us probably by now. Went out and for Black Friday picked up Battlefield because they had it on sale with the premium pack. So it's all right, now I finally feel like that it's okay to pay what I normally would have paid for a fucking EA game. And I don't have to pay extra to be shat on. So picked that up. Also picked up Prey and picked up For Honor finally. So
nice.
Yeah, super excited for all of them. I actually finally got into Prey today. And I'm actually very disappointed I didn't pick this up earlier. The style and feel of the game is exactly the type of game that I like the most. If you really liked Portal for the like look behind the looking glass like aspect, like finding hidden things and be like, oh man, I'm not supposed to be here feeling.
Yeah.
That's this entire game. It is done really well in that aspect where you're just constantly like, what the fuck is going on here? Really even akin to Half-Life, Half-Life 1, where mm-hmm. you're just like, oh shit, something's going on, and I don't know what the hell's going on, but stuff's telling me to go this way, so I'm going to just murder my way to it. It's less
a trusty crowbar.
It's a wrench in this case. It's a wrench. Yeah. So less action-y, though, so that's why I akin it more to Portal, because it's more about like finding the stuff.
It's more puzzle finding.
It's not really puzzle. Solving, it's not really puzzle, though. It's just exploration. So
would you say it's kind of like a good way of playing through Dishonored?
Yes. Well, Dishonored, unfortunately, though, you know, you have a lot more enemies. Dishonored, well, yeah, like if you're playing stealthy, killing. Yeah, absolutely. But you still have to be cognitive that stuff. Where here it's just like once you clear out the one or two enemies in a room, it's now your choice of how you want to proceed. And that's where the fun comes in for me, where you actually can delve a lot more into the story and the world that's going on, where, you know, if you come across an email and you read it, it'll actually tell you of a secret that you can go find, which is what I like.
Rather than just inane backstory.
Or not even stuff like, Luann stole my pencils again, you know,
fuck
stuff that like
that. Bitch.
Which was a great story in Fallout, which was a great story, but at the same time, I was just like, I wasted 15 minutes of my life reading this banter.
Okay, so the Fallout thing, though, that's like part of what you go into with Fallout, though, is you go in looking for just the weird ass bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
Team company.
Right.
So it's, you know, it's not entirely surprising.
Right.
I'm trying to remember what it is that you were playing when Prey came out. You were playing something.
Yeah, I was playing something.
And I can't remember what it was.
It was a big one, too.
I have no fucking idea. I don't think it was still fun.
No, I can't imagine it was still fun.
Oh, well. Yeah. I don't know.
I'll look at the website soon. Yeah. Last time I did a review. Because I have to write like 3 now.
Oh, God, I've still got to write a bunch.
Yeah, I'm behind. Like,
spend most of my time editing. It took like hours to edit that last podcast because we were having some audio issues with Sean's, which was like one of the best parts of the entire thing. So I'm like, I really got to make this sound good.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, huge thanks again to Sean for Cloud Connected.
Yeah,
he
definitely.
He came out here, had a blast, one of our best episodes where he absolutely talked about nothing important.
Oh, yeah.
But had a
Shannon
really good time. Yeah, had a really good time doing it. So.
She said that she lost her shit at the chocolate scorpion part.
I'll never look at them the same.
I did buy some games. I didn't buy them on Black Friday, though, because Toys R Us was running like sales all fucking week. Like they started last weekend. So I bought for Ronan, which he'll get from Santa. It'll be from Santa to Daddy and Ronan so that he knows that he can't just touch my shit willy-nilly. I got Marvel vs. Capcom Infinite so that he can play a button masher, get into fighting games for it. Mm. And that's a good button masher that he could just sit there and
we talked about
and
last week.
Yeah. It's like just fucking hit buttons, dude. You and Daddy will play and then I got Lego Marvel 2 and another Lego game for him, just because he really likes playing Lego games. They're nice and easy. I have no desire to play two-player Super Mario Odyssey with him. I did think about it, but I haven't pulled the trigger yet about putting him as the playing Mario and him just run around, and then I just play as Cappy running around and like just doing shit. So I haven't pulled the trigger on that, but yes, we definitely need to probably do that. I think he's definitely getting into a lot more games, which is both yay and boo because. I don't want to put a console.
Screen time
too. Yeah, I don't want to put a console in his room.
Then don't be like a dad or some shit.
Dude, I've been dadding it up all fucking weekend. Okay,
more like 5 years, let's say. Well,
but yes, but I have been dadding it up all fucking weekend, like hardcore. So yeah. All right. So one thing that I wanted to talk about now that we're done with all the game bullshit, is the holiday season. No, we're not doing that yet. we still got time. We still got plenty of time. But I wanted to talk about good holiday movies. Because it can be either like a good holiday movie, like, you know, Miracle on 34th Street that some people really fucking love and I can't fucking stand. Or
Daddy.
Or something like what Shannon and I watched, like one of the very first holiday movies we watched this season, A Very Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas. Or a Harold and Kumar Very 3D Christmas, I'm sorry.
Also,
look, Daddy.
But so I put out a thing on Facebook. My wife actually texted in and said that she thinks the Christmas movie, a modern one, would be Harold and Kumar because it encompasses all religions, overcoming social, political differences, cultural boundaries, plus Wafflebot. And the Wafflebot is fucking awesome. But in the realm of Facebook, we had A Christmas Story. We had another Christmas story.
Yep.
So that was Chris Hagstrom and Daniel, who's, I think, a guy I actually went to high school with, if I remember right. Yep, that's him. And then we had Chris's brother chime in. Jason said Die Hard.
Yes.
Which is a great Christmas movie.
One
and two.
Fantastic.
One and two, yes. Actually, both of them are Christmas movies.
They are.
Now, you could say, you know, like, well, it was just Thanksgiving, so Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is what we watch. But fuck you. We're talking about holidays. Mm-hmm. Thanksgiving is not part of the holidays.
Well, Planes, Trains, and Automobiles is a great movie, though.
It is a great movie, but still, fuck you. So, Chris, holiday movie, go.
Miracle on 34th Street, bro.
Oh, you and your fucking vagina.
Every time a bell rings, we need a bell.
No, no, that's not Miracle on 34th Street.
Which one's that?
No, I just had to spy you on that one. But, I mean, Die Hard's fucking great.
Oh, that's the bank one. What the fuck the am I bank thinking? One.
It's a wonderful life.
Thank you.
But Miracle on 34th Street. Every time a bell rings, an angel gets his wings.
They say that in that, too. No, they don't. But she's holding Santa.
Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus.
Duh, that's the one.
Actually,
Christmas isn't even my favorite holiday, and I know these fucking.
I haven't watched these movies.
I have not watched that movie in a long fucking.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Okay, come on, Chris. Give us a real answer.
Elf
is a good one. Haven't watched Elf yet because it's one of the ones that Ronan can watch with us, so we haven't watched it yet.
Smart.
We did watch Gremlins earlier.
Gremlins is a great one.
That is a great one. What else did we watch? So we watched Harold and Kumar 3D Christmas.
You guys are like way early on your Christmas.
Oh, Shannon loves watching Christmas movies, so she takes what she can get with me.
I'm still eating leftover stuffing.
Dude,
and you're like,
she was fucking watching Hallmark movie Christmas movies like over the weekend. They started before Thanksgiving, and I told her no, that's not allowed. Just like no Christmas music is not allowed in the house, which we haven't played any yet. So be quiet. Jason.
And Santa Claus and doopity-doo. And don't forget. La-di-da-da.
Go.
For me, I love actually Home Alone 1 and 2.
We watched Home Alone.
Yep.
We haven't watched Home Alone 2 yet.
Home Alone's fantastic. Die Hard, I was going to. I saw Jason put that on the Facebook too. Yeah. I was like, I could. I'm glad someone else brought that up too. I know, right?
You
I
was were on actually Facebook?
Family. I had to be approving all the shenanigans.
I figured that I could throw it on Facebook and that you wouldn't know that actually came up on Facebook. So this would all be a surprise. And I liked Chris's, thanks for the notice.
Yeah. Okay, I guess we're doing Christmas movies.
Yeah, why not? There's another serious answer is, and I haven't seen it forever, so I can't remember the name of it, and I just thought of it now. It's actually a Nicolas Cage movie, and it's where he has two lives at the same time, and it's like kind of like a time paradox thing, almost like a Sliding Doors.
I was going to say, like Sliding Doors kinda with like Nicolas Cage instead of Quentin Paltrow.
Where when he like marries his wife and like has
the
kids.
Oh, shit, what was that movie?
Yeah, it's really good.
I remember that movie. Fuck, really sweet. I've seen way too many Christmas movies.
I can see the house, and that's about it, and I can remember the synopsis. But
okay, so the one movie that I remember growing up, like, you know, we watched all sorts of fucking movies,
sure.
but they always used to run movies on, like, CBS and whatnot. And they had this one that they ran all the time, and I haven't been able to find it. I might be able to find it on Terrarium, in which case I can finally show it to Shannon, because I've told her about it multiple times. She's never fucking seen it. The Year We Saved Christmas, and it's, like, this family that lives on the fringe of the North Pole.
Oh, God.
And their dad's like he's a geologist or something like that. And something happens. They find the North Pole. It's like this whole fucking thing. It's really, really bad.
Oh, God.
But it's one of those movies that I watched like multiple times when I was a kid because they would play it every year.
That's like Kiss Saves Christmas style.
Hey, wait. Did you just badmouth Kiss?
No.
You motherfucker.
I will, though.
Oh, Junior God. Okay, but come on. We have some other movies that we can actually say, although I really want to find out what that Nick Cage movie is.
I want to say It Can Happen to You, but that's the lottery one, and that's not it.
That's not it. We haven't watched Four Christmases yet, which is the one with Reese Witherspoon and, oh, God, I'm spacing on his name. But
Norm MacDonald, but not Norm MacDonald. Fatter Norm MacDonald.
Fatter Norm MacDonald.
From Angry from Joe's. Swingers.
Yes.
Not Angry Joe's. Joe's is the name
Joe's.
Of the
average
Glow Joe's. Gym.
Yeah, it's average Joe's.
And
God
they play basketball.
Oh,
no,
man.
Fuck, they don't. They play dodgeball.
Jason's not even drunk yet. He has had like a quarter of a Coors Light, and that is it.
Dude, I told you, I'm not. My brain's like turned off because my in-laws, everyone's gone.
Oh, man, so. I have been having hard times with Vince Vaughn.
Yeah.
I've been having hard times with names and things. We did watch Fred Claus last night. Because Fred Claus.
Santa Claus.
The Santa Claus. You have to watch all of them. Yes, that is true.
One and two.
Three and four.
Martin Short starts banging them, and it's kind of like,
Dope. Shannon has texted in another one because apparently she's remembering the shit from the other room. White Christmas. Bing Crosby and Danny Kaye.
Oh, man.
Which has brought... we watched A Christmas Story. Or Christmas Vacation. I haven't watched Christmas
Story. Christmas Story is,
That reminded me, because this would be the best Christmas as Bing Crosby tap dance with Danny fucking Kaye.
Christmas. I hate it.
Hallelujah.
What? White Christmas?
Oh, White Christmas? White Christmas is all right. My dad really likes watching it every year. He used to watch it with his dad on Christmas Eve, so we all watch it on Christmas Eve whenever we're with them. So it's one of those things. It's not great. It's not bad. It's just kind of there.
Christmas Vacation is
fucking awesome.
Yeah. Chevy Chase before became a humongous asshole.
Yes. Although I think he actually kind of was a humongous asshole. He just didn't show it on film.
Or we just didn't know it yet.
Yeah.
That's very true.
Oh, it was before social media.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
You know, before we found out that everybody was touching everybody else. And we all knew that everybody was touching everybody else. And we just kind of played dumb to it because we really liked the movies that they put out.
But that's what they do in Hollywood.
And now we're fucked.
We touch everybody.
The cast
now,
caps
not only are they fucked, you're fucked. Yeah, exactly. Right, Chris.
It's like we all closed our eyes to the idea of, like, no, people are giving each other blowjobs for roles for years.
But that's the funny part is that used to be the joke.
Right?
That's what we knew.
There's been TV shows about this shit for years. Mm-hmm. It even did a whole episode of Friends about it. This was the 90s.
True. They did do an entire episode.
Yeah. That probably is exactly what happened to get Joey that role. Matthew LeBlanc.
Yes, Matthew
and
LeBlanc.
And he still does stuff.
Yes, he does.
For sucking balls.
He has a show on Showtime, and he has a show on CBS. Wow. Both of them, I assume, suck.
And isn't
Matthew Perry put out a few things, too, and I liked his stuff.
Oh, Studio 60 was great.
Never stuck. Yeah, Mr. Sunshine was also awesome.
Mr. Sunshine was good, but Studio 60 was awesome. But that whole thing is because it was an Aaron... same guy did Sports Night, West Wing. He has an issue where he fucking pisses off people in the places that were. Chris, what are you doing?
Matthew Perry.
I was opening another beer.
Oh, his keys.
Keys. Yeah. Gotcha.
Have an actual working.
No, it's Aaron Sorkin.
Okay.
Aaron Sorkin. He's the producer. He's the guy that creates them. So he's made a bunch of shows. But like Sports Night was one of the best shows on in the '90s. It ended in 1999, and it won a whole bunch of awards, and it got canceled by ABC because they were pissed off with Aaron Sorkin. Fuck you. Sports Night was good. It was a show about sports.
So it was Spin City, but that was about Mayor. Had a shaky guy in it who was better.
Shaky guy? Michael J. Fox?
Yeah. Say it.
So we were watching Gremlins earlier. A couple minutes into it, I look at Shane. I'm like, "Hey, guess what?" She's like, "Wait, that's Hill Valley." She's like, "Oh, fucking Universal." And then they show a part where they're like walking down Main Street. It was like after the Gremlins had attacked and like everyone's gotten out, and they get out of their car and you see the movie theater in the distance. I'm like, "Look, that's where Marty re-entered back in 1985." Oh, giant fucking nerd.
Where's your ringtone?
The ringtone is off.
Whatever.
So that I don't,
my joke's still there.
Yep.
Your joke is shit, dude.
Whatever.
Your commentary is shit. You are shit.
And you should feel bad.
Everything about you is shit.
Just because you and everything you love is stupid.
I need a coaster.
You do need a coaster.
There we go. Now you just hear a dunk instead of a clink, clink every time that I put my whiskey down.
The movie with Deadpool before he was Deadpool when he was fat and became skinny.
Oh,
Isn't
just
that a
Friends? Yeah, just
Thank
Friends.
You.
That movie was fucking great.
That was good.
We gotta watch that one.
Had a lot
too.
Of really good inside jokes in that one.
Oh yeah, we definitely gotta watch that one too. There's literally just like a shit ton of. Shannon found that she can get me to watch all the comedies for the most part. Reindeer Games.
Oh man,
it's technically a Christmas movie. It's a really bad movie in general.
Really liked that series too when it was Harrison Ford.
That wasn't him.
Which am I thinking?
You're thinking Patriot Games, Clear and Present Danger.
Dude, I'm loving these lines I'm pulling. What was the Ben Affleck one that came after?
It was the very first one that he had.
It was Jack Reacher.
It was a Jack Reacher. Thank you. Jack Reacher.
But Reindeer Games was a Jack.
No, it wasn't. No, Reindeer Games was just Ben Affleck trying to be badass. No, he did it, and it had Morgan Freeman playing the role of the CNN guy and Darth Vader. Chris?
Chris isn't
no shit. Anyways, Morgan Freeman was in there as well. I forget the name of it, but definitely was not Reindeer Games.
Definitely wasn't Clear and Present
Danger. And it wasn't Clear and Present Danger.
And then...
Not The Hunt for Red October.
I can see the cover of it. It's got like missiles and him running in the center. Morgan Freeman's up in the sky like God.
Because he is God.
It's like, this was a story about the missile crisis. And about
this
how
is a story about the missile crisis that happened in Detroit.
You see, every time I show up and explain something, I get an extra whisker.
My little boy, Jack Reacher, was just sitting there minding his own business.
With a sweet tea!
With a sweet tea in his hand. And all of a sudden, boom, the commies came.
I would fucking pay money. Money
just
for this
to hear
show.
Morgan Freeman, like they should have, they should do like a whole thing where Morgan Freeman does like MST3K, where he just narrates.
Dude, I'm sure
instead.
He's been offered like crap like this. He's just like, yeah, $3 billion.
But no, he could do it for fun. Like he just sits
Why
there and
would he?
Like if all he has to do is just sit there with the film rolling and just like talk into the
for
microphone.
All we know, his thing is to touch little boys, so he probably doesn't want that getting out, and so that's why he doesn't do more stuff.
I hope to God that's not true. I love Morgan Freeman.
You see all the memes of like someone don't say something bad about Tom Hanks or something like that? You know? If Tom Hanks comes out on one of these things, we riot, you know?
Oh man, I literally thought that like a week and a half ago. I was like, with all this shit coming out, I bet you some weird ass shit's gonna come out with Tom Hanks, and it's just gonna be like fuck. And Tom Cruise.
I don't think
Hanks will have anything.
No, Hanks won't have anything. Yeah. The Onion did a post just like rep comes out to accusing Tom Hanks of being a really nice guy. Yeah.
The nicest man in the world. The guy who if you meet him at a con will sing the Shimmy Shimmy Coco Pop song with you as long as you know all the lyrics. If not, I haven't seen him punch anybody yet, but I'd like to see it happen. All right, so we're like halfway through.
Yeah, I'm done with Christmas.
Fuck Christmas.
Music and movies. I don't know.
It is now time for You Are Wrong Because Reasons.
You are wrong. You are wrong because reasons.
Reasons!
Yay! Yay!
If you don't like hearing that, send us a fucking theme song. Because I don't have the time to make one. All right, so this week we have Chris.
Oh, boy.
Chris is doing
RTS.
Yay!
Real time strategy games. Woo! One of my personal favorites.
Yeah.
I kind of wish that I played more. Except that requires me upgrading my PC and I don't want to spend that money. So without further ado, number five.
All right. Number five, I'm going with the Warcraft 3.
Safe bet.
Yeah, it's pretty solid.
Gonna throw in the safe one here.
Yeah, the safe one here. You know, Spawn a movie.
This was number one.
Wait, did you just say Spawn movie?
Spawned a movie.
Spawned a horrible movie?
A horrible
Warcraft
movie.
Three didn't spawn.
No, but this the series did.
That was kind of what it was based
and
off of.
Very successful MMO. But in three, you went up to four races of just the two.
Was it four?
Yeah, because in three they added the undead. And the Dark Elves.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Dark Elves.
The movie was based off of two or one because it's when the orcs are coming in.
Oh, yeah. That's true. They would have to be one because two was the one that had naval warfare.
Right.
Pirates.
Oh, yeah.
Zug-Zug.
So, yeah, Warcraft is a safe bet.
Yes. Warcraft 3 is a safe bet. Okay, we will allow you your safe bet for now.
Okay.
Number four.
Total Annihilation.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
All right. And why?
Total Annihilation was the first RTS that used 3D units and 3D terrain. And I really just fucking enjoyed it.
There you go. That's the real, I was like, well, I just really fucking enjoyed the game. So I'm going to throw that one right here.
Yeah.
That was the one that took you all the way up to, like, you could get your nukes going on, right? Not like a style of, like, Age of Empires.
Not spacecraft.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Just your, yeah.
Right. Yeah, where you kind of start as the leader and you kind of build your base and you could also fight and shit as your hero.
Right. Yeah. Right. No, I mean, like, you were just played as one era in history.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, just one era, yeah.
Number three.
Going with Red Alert, sure. Part of the Command & Conquer series. Great series. With Red Alert, they also had the live action cutscenes. And, you know, Todney was pretty hot when I was growing up. So.
For a tomboy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that. So why Red Alert and not Red Alert 2?
Going with just the original one, the snowy, the pillboxes, all that kind of shit. And I remember playing it at my dad's work on Take a Kid to Work Day. He's like, all right, we're going to meet back, right? I'm going to see you play some Red Alert.
Yeah, we know you're young.
Yeah.
Deal with it.
I also remember the graphics for the time being absolutely stunning.
The graphics were amazing. The colors were amazing because it was all bright red and bright blue.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Okay.
But yeah, I really enjoyed
Number
that.
Number two.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Your voices suck.
Whatever.
Let's hear you do one next. You get to do number one.
I don't have to
one.
Make voices. I just talk.
You get to do number one, okay?
All right.
All right. Number two is Age of Empires.
All right.
Obviously, a great series. I think they recently announced it coming out.
You can't say series. You need to make sure
I know.
That this is the first Age of Empires, motherfucker.
I know, motherfucker. It's the first one, all right?
But you said it was a great series, so you didn't say
it. It is a great series, and the first one is the best one, and they're coming out with a fourth one, okay?
No, they're not. They're remaking the first one.
They are remaking the first one. They also announced a fourth one.
They did announce the fourth one.
Damn it.
The new remake.
This is why you're wrong.
Did it come out today?
Not today, but like this year. Or next year. Yeah, it's soon.
I don't think it's out yet.
Coming out for a while.
Yeah.
Because they announced it at E3. They didn't announce a release date at E3. Motherfucker. Because he knows he's wrong.
Whatever. Google says I'm right.
No, it doesn't.
According to this website I found, you know, jason.rocks. It says Jason
sucks
right.
Cox?
That one too. Still right.
All right.
Oh, God. One?
Oh, my God. Really?
You're welcome.
Hello. Number one.
Stupid. I did.
Yeah, you're stuck.
All right. Number one is, pretty sure you probably guessed this one since I haven't said already, but StarCraft. The game that was so fucking good, and when they eventually came with the second one, it was the same fucking game.
Second one. The wait for the second one and how they handled the second one ruined it.
Yeah.
What about the wait for the third one?
Better than the wait for Half-Life 3.
Oh, ooh. Actually, it's shorter, or it's still longer. Half-Life 3 is a shorter wait.
Yeah, it's over. It's done. It was letter form.
Yeah.
Wait, you mean we can't just use it to print money automatically? Oh, okay.
Half-Life 3 is called Steam.
Yeah,
we're not just selling other people's games.
Like, how does a company go from making amazing fucking games to basically just being a platform for selling games?
Praise Gaben.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking
yep.
All right. Okay. So go enunciate, alliterate on your number one.
Number one, StarCraft.
Yeah, go for it.
So, I remember playing this game fucking shit ton. Great game, great play, playing online with buddies back in the day over fucking 56K internet or whatever the hell we had.
Now, were you a human or a Zerg?
I was definitely Terran. I think Jason really liked Protoss. Matt was Zerg.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that fits.
That fits. A giant amoebus orb that just decimates everything. Yep. Sounds like Matt.
Yeah.
you're gonna finish that?
Like me.
too funny.
Hey, man, you done with them fries? Mm-hmm. I can totally eat them fries.
Yep. No,
they're delicious
fries. Anyway, your list was extremely vanilla.
Yeah, dude, it was so fucking vanilla. Where's Dawn of War?
Oh, I knew you'd Dawn of War.
Dude, Dawn of War was fucking awesome. It used a first-person shooter engine for a game that was a third-person like aerial view that you could zoom way the fuck in. It was one of the first games that you could actually zoom in to the actual level of the infantry person and see like immense detail of them just fucking shredding somebody with their fucking chainsaw sword.
Yeah, it sold like shit because, again, Warhammer.
Nope, actually, they came out with Dawn of War, Dawn of War 2, and Dawn of War 3.
Warhammer fans will buy whatever you.
Yep.
Dude, there was a fuck ton of sales. Nah. Those games do great.
Nah. Age of Mythology, what the hell?
Oh.
Phenomenal game.
And White and Black.
Black and White.
Or Black and White. Black and White. There we go.
Black and White was okay. Yeah. I played that game probably 5 times and never got really past the third level because you just get bored as fuck of slapping around your giant ass cow.
are we gonna put SimCity in?
See, I was thinking about that too. Yeah, I was like, right, SimCity 2000 was 100% one of my favorite games of all time. But I agree with Chris. That's definitely
I'm like it's kind of like a
I wouldn't say
thing. It's like its own.
That's a management. Yeah. That's resource management, not real-time strategy.
But that really is
because you're not really doing strategizing anything, but layout.
No, because me and Andrew were talking about this too, and we brought up like, well,
wait, you got help?
No. I was just bouncing ideas off them when you came with this topic as we were sitting.
Oh yeah. Oh okay.
I was like, well, so what about is Caesar count as? I'm like, no, that's more like a sim game.
Yeah, that or same thing with Tropico. I wouldn't call it. That's more of the management stuff. And
so it's like Tropico, Populous, Sim, or Sim City, and Caesar?
Cities, Skyline.
Yeah.
That's the same game.
Oh, you could do Railroad Tycoon.
Sure,
and,
oh, man, now we know. Like, we can do Sim games.
We can.
Yeah.
Someone in Sim games
gross.
Next.
We just listed them all off.
Yeah.
We're done. We got two for today.
Amusement park sim.
Yeah, Roller Coaster Tycoon. Any Tycoon game.
Yeah. Oh, Railroad Tycoon.
Came out in the 2000s.
Company of Heroes, man. Phenomenally beautiful game.
I never played that game.
Dude, you can probably play it on your PC now.
I can probably play it on my phone now.
You probably could. it was really well done. Really, like, stressed the fact of, like, all these games are great, but it's just like, hey, if you build 100 like people, you can just go Zerg rush, you know, jazz like that. Company Heroes did a really good job of being like, yeah, you have a platoon of 15 people and you have to beat the fucking game with these 15 people. Good luck, you know. So it's like they did a really good job of like, I mean, obviously there's stuff that you can do and stuff happens, but I mean they did a really good job of making sure you didn't just sit there and camp. And then finally, the biggest one in my opinion that I'm surprised you didn't bring up was Civilization, man.
Oh yeah. What happened
is
there?
RTS.
Yep.
Well, it's turn-based RTS.
Yeah.
Well, turn-based isn't RTS.
It's RTS. I mean, it's Civilization is there's fighting. I mean, it's not just building, you know, a metropolis and managing people.
Right.
So you actually fight against incoming people. There's a lot of strategy for it. Speaking of, what about like Clash of Clans and shit? Would you consider that in there?
Oh, fuck no.
Oh, fuck you, dude. You loved Clash of Clans. You were all over Clash of Clans.
I did.
Then they fucked it up.
Just like every mobile game.
Yeah. You know,
it doesn't matter. But yeah, I enjoyed my time with it. It got my jollies off with it, whatever. But I would not consider that in the annals of RTSdom.
No.
It actually could be considered that because you can battle each other now. Before, you only really like just attacked a base.
If anything, it would be more closer to a tower defense than.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty much, yeah, because you would create just weird ass fucking layouts.
Right.
Yeah. I remember doing just bonkers shit to try and lead in the people so that they would have to go a certain way and then they would just get decimated. Like with Red Alert when you used to make the fucking like the fucking corridor of Tesla coils that surrounded your giant fucking section of MiGs and then you just take your MiGs on fucking bombing runs.
Or the tower rush from Warcraft 3. Fun fact though is Warcraft 3 was one of the first times I ever played anything to do with tower defense. I actually attribute it to being the father of modern tower defense games.
Really?
So, yeah, the online market had a bunch of custom games you could do, and a big part of it was tower defense.
Hmm.
I had more fun playing Warcraft 3 tower defense games, custom games than I did anything else.
Yeah, I would say that that was like what you did with Red Alert. Whenever you played with somebody over your 28.8K modem that I had, you would... that was a solid one, Chris. But whenever you would do that, it would basically be, who's the first person to build a giant fucking setup, just build the wall and build the MiG base, and that was it. And one of the best things that I've heard is that most of the time it wouldn't be actual head to head play. Basically, you would get up, like you would connect, and then something would happen where you would have the connection interrupted, and the computer would play. So like my friend Brandon was telling me, he's like, yeah, man, I used to call my friend and be like, oh, I fucking owned you. He's like, wait, no, I fucking owned you. What are you talking about? Wait, what are you talking about? And that was basically like, right, they wouldn't give you like connection loss, right, or anything.
They didn't know.
Like that.
Yeah. Just be like, whoops. Cause it was meant for a LAN. It wasn't meant for online.
Oh yeah. We just jury rigged the shit out of that.
Oh yeah. It was different times, man. Different times.
Oh man, I miss those times.
Yeah. Dude, I remember this isn't nearly as old, but I remember when we had to jerry rig the original Xbox to play online with, what was it called? Spynet?
Oh,
I think it was called
something
Spynet.
Like that. Yeah.
GameSpy? Not GameSpy, obviously, but
no.
GameSpy.
No, it wasn't.
There was GameSpy.
GameSpy?
I think it was GameSpy.
Was that the start of GameSpy? It was a fucking Xbox.
No, GameSpy was, they may have had that as an extra thing. They were doing reviews a long time ago.
Yeah.
GameSpy was like an old, like, I think, I want to say that they started in like 1990 and 2000. I don't know.
Which would have been around the time of fucking this, yeah.
No, the Xbox came out in 2000. You said 2000,
yeah. 2, yeah. No.
So yeah,
2001.
Hang on, I can only Google so many things at once. Okay, so GameSpy Wikipedia started in 1996 as a company, and the Xbox. I'm just gonna do this right now, and I'm gonna keep talking so that it doesn't seem like we're not filling in everything. 2001.
I'm looking up Nicolas Cage Christmas movies.
Well, you should look up Nicolas Cage Christmas movies because I still want to know what that fucking movie was. But it was November 15th, 2001.
Whoops.
I'm gonna punch you. I have a straight shot to the testicles right now, okay? Straight shot to the testicles. And if it's not that fucking hamster chick, I swear to God, I swear, it's like Jason's drunk and he's not drunk. It's so hilarious. He's on an in-law, like, just hangover, and nothing's making sense over here.
A game that was on my original list of, like, when I just kind of ran down games I played was Stronghold.
I never played that.
Stronghold. Wait. Is that the one where it's, like, you have to take the Tetris pieces and then, like, move them into, like, make your castle, and then the next round you're just lobbing cannon fire at everybody? Who's an arcade game, right?
No.
What am I thinking of?
I have no idea what you're thinking of.
I don't know what, because
it's an old arcade game.
It was a PC game where you built your castle and you had to defend it or either attack someone else's castle. You put like oil down in the field and shoot like fire arrows, like those motherfuckers on fire. Because
2001. Yep, from Firefly Studios. Yeah, I never played it. Oh, it's a PC game.
That sounds so familiar.
That was you know, PS2 and...
Rampart.
Rampart, yeah. Rampart was great.
That was great. Because I just remember sitting at the arcade being like, oh, fuck. Just like that.
That was Jason pretending to be masturbating. So
which I was doing.
We all know now.
Blasting down your rampart, man.
Pull a Lucy K.
That Jason fucking touched. Oh, you sick.
That's all of them. That's all of them.
Oh, that's all. Oh, that's so gross. I've been to every state, too.
In every single state I played video games in. So, enjoy that, America.
Especially parts of Europe. Japan, you're still lucky. For now. Of course, you had to do that as I was drinking.
Absolutely.
No, because I don't want to, like, spit all over my microphone. I'll get beer all over all of it. Although, actually, it would be beer all over you. Might be worth it.
Hamtaro girl.
What? Anime. Not Hamtaro girl.
I know she's not. I can't remember the name of the. I know it's Umara.
Hitsuraki Umu-chan.
Umaru. That's it.
Umaru-chan.
Umaru. See, John. I got there with Hamtaro girl. I knew what was going on.
Oh my god. The fact that you got there with Hamtaro.
Yes, there it is.
You got to put it closer to the mic.
Yeah. No, we don't want it.
You don't want to do that again? You don't want to do like what I did where I pulled it from my fucking computer and did it in one episode instead of the obvious thing of the fucking phone that was 2 feet away?
That's right. Forgot about that.
Oh, hang on. I'm going to disconnect all of the microphones and everything so that I can play this through my laptop even though my fucking computer's right here. Oh, wait, no. It was because we were trying to see if it played through the, chat system. Yeah. And it doesn't. Yeah. For those of you who don't know, we use Zoom to record. So if you want to do your own podcast, Zoom actually works really well. I record on one side. Chris records on the other. Jason just sits here and does jack shit.
I make the funnies.
No.
Yeah.
No, you don't.
I make all the funnies.
He looks up the YouTube videos.
You make like 25% of the funnies. I make about 55% of the funnies. The funny air looking. Makes up about 20% of the funnies, and Chris makes, that would be, nothing. There we go.
I'm at least a half percent.
You're at least a half percent. Okay, we'll give you 1%. So yes. The air makes up 19% of the funnies.
So mean.
No, wait. We didn't give a percent to alcohol, because alcohol makes most of the
funnies. Alcohol is 100%
the 100%.
100% the funnies.
Oh dear God, what are you looking up now, dude?
I just want to listen to the song, but I hate it so much.
Which one?
The Hamtaro girl.
Oh my God. Oh my God. Okay, if you haven't listened to one of our earlier ones, there's basically Himaratu Umaru-chan. Did I get that?
Himaoto Umaru-chan. Yeah, you good?
Himaoto Umaru-chan is an anime where it's basically a, and we have Chris to thank for this. Thank you, Chris. Where it is a girl who is like the most popular girl in school, and when she gets home, she only lives with her older brother, and she basically turns into a fucking gremlin. Gremlin? Is that right? Is that the right term?
Yeah, gremlin. Yeah, little gremlin girl. Yeah.
Yeah, the little gremlin girl. Oh my God, it's.
I can't, I am like...
It's like the guilty pleasure of like, I shouldn't be watching this. I shouldn't be finding this funny. I shouldn't know that there is a second season on the Amazon anime network as well. And the first season is on Crunchyroll. Why the fuck do I know this?
Because it's like crack cocaine. Oh. I have more fun listening to shitty ass opening intros than I do like some most of the animes.
Closer. Oh, this is the newer one.
Yeah, it's the Dragon
that's the newer one. That's not the good one.
No, this is Dragon Maid. It's a totally different thing.
Oh, okay. Speaking of which, I started watching Fate Apocrypha, which, Chris, did you say you watched it? All of it?
Oh, yeah, the new one.
No, I've only watched like a few episodes.
It's pretty good. Yeah. It's not the standard holy... They introduce a grand grail, which is like this grail that's...
Well, it's a different universe now, though, right?
No, it's... Well, like it's really hard to notate all of that. Like the first two, they were together, but then they did Grand Order, and Grand Order seemed to be completely out of it.
It was.
Mm-hmm. And then this is completely out of it. Right. It feels like two.
Grand Order was an alternate universe, and now this is an alternate universe. Mm. I wasn't asking.
And this one, And this one has King Arthur's daughter, which hilariously they're like, King Arthur was a man. No, King Arthur was a girl. Mm-hmm. And King Arthur had a son. No, King Arthur had a daughter. But, and she really fucking hates King Arthur. Like, a lot, apparently.
What's the daughter's name? Knife?
No, fuck, I forget now what it is. No, it's a real name. It's a real name, not Knives.
Oh, good old Knives.
But it's actually a really good show. It's different because it's 5-on-5 for a Holy Grail War instead of like every man for themselves type set. So they've got a black team and a red team that they have to fight each other, and it's like one's a country that controls the Grand Grail, and the other's basically the rest of the world or the Mage Guild that wants to get the Grand Grail back. So they're fighting and doing it's pretty cool. It's weird. There's a lot of stuff of like homunculuses and stuff like that going through there. So it's interesting.
I made the horrible mistake, or awesome mistake. Like, I like the Fate series a lot, And when I saw that this was coming out on Netflix, I was just like, hey, it'd be great to rewatch, you know. So I watched Zero and, Infinite Blade, Melter Match, whatever fighting style.
Fate Stay Night, Infinite Blade.
Yeah, there it is. Yeah, I was just like, this is a fighting game, isn't it? And,
actually, it's just a Japanese game in general. Yeah, right.
To the mix. So watch the
Ultra Mix.
Yeah, Ultra Mix. Second edition.
Ultra.
Premium. So I watched both of them back to back. And then at the end of it, I looked at the first episode of the new one. I was like, fuck this, I need to listen to something stupid. And that's when I started watching the MMO one.
I'm sorry.
Now you know. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now you know.
You know.
This is where the bomb went off.
I will say, because we haven't touched on Dragon Ball Super in a while, they finally fucking got rid of Ri Brienne. Finally. Chris, have you watched it this week yet?
No.
I knew that Ri Brienne was fighting, and it was like her and another chick from Universe 2 were fighting the androids. And I'm like, well, there's no fucking way that the 17 and 18 are going to die. So I'm going to watch this like tonight. So it was like 11 o'clock last night. I was watching it in my bedroom. And I just sat there. And as soon as Ri Brienne got fucking knocked out, I was like, yay! Fuck you, you fat bitch!
At least it wasn't Janemba.
Oh, fat Janemba?
Janemba. I can also do
believe it.
There it is.
believe it. One day I'll be
Oh God. Okay, one thing that we haven't put a vote out for, but we want to hear other people's opinions on this, because I think that we all vote the same, and I want to know what people think. Majin Buu's voice, Japanese or English? If you don't know, Majin Buu is
Majin Buu
in English, and in Japanese it's Majin Buu. It's like super gruff, deep voice. I personally vote English. Jason?
English. But that's a horrible question for me, because I think the voice acting on the Japanese side for all Dragon Ball period is horrible.
Yeah.
I
mean, it
sucks to hear about Bulma. Rest in peace. Obviously, I admire all the work, because if it weren't for all of them putting down the groundwork, we wouldn't have what we have today. But I just can't. Dragon Ball is the one anime that I'm just like, fuck it, I am not.
It's because there's so much screaming out there.
We just did a whole episode there. Next week.
Next week.
Oh God! Erase that.
And there we
erase
go.
That.
Erased.
Horrible.
Nothing gets erased. Oh man.
Oh, Nissan.
Okay. Oh. All right, so let us know what you think. Do you prefer Majin Buu in the English dub or the Japanese? Or anything else that you want to know. If you think that Chris was fucking stupid and gave a lot of gay-ass fucking easy answers.
Vanilla
to
answer. Yeah,
super vanilla, man. Like,
super
so
vanilla,
vanilla
for a reason.
So
good.
Vanilla.
Only playing popular games, motherfucker.
Dude, yeah, I was vanilla? Young and poor.
Vanilla is like the 15th worst ice cream flavor. it's still ahead of pralines and dick, but
I don't know what ice cream shops are going
to.
If Benjamin was an ice cream flavor, he'd be pralines and dick.
Hi! You're a hot dog.
Anywho, if you have any other information or anything you want to say about Christmas movies or anything like that, send a note to theatertickets@iabeatatfirst.com.
All
right. Just reading Jason's t-shirt. For some reason, it says theater tickets. You could also put Jason is a fucking douchebag at iabeatatfirst.com, or
Jason is cool.
No. No.
Eric Chris? Sucks. There we go.
No, yeah. Eric sucks. Yeah. Chris, what would you say?
Improving is cool.
Yeah.
Chris's improv sucks at iabeatatfirst.com.
Anything at iabeatatfirst, email us.
And as always, please make sure to rate us and review us on iTunes. We don't really care what you say about us. Like, you know, say, you know, what it is that you want to hear, but give us 5 stars. You know, if you think that like Jason's voice is super fucking annoying, or that Chris like just pauses too much in between each of his sentences, or that Eric's just a fucking dickbag.
And doesn't shut up.
Yeah, he doesn't shut up at all. Ever. Just, you know, write that in there, but give us 5 stars. We just want to climb up the charts. We want other people to hear how bad you think that our voices are.
Yeah, the best thing misery suffer. Loves is company, though.
Yes, misery loves company, motherfuckers.
Spread this misery.
Misery.
Choo-choo, yeah.
You in my misery.
Okay, and on that note, we are done, and have a great 2 weeks.
Yay.
Bye-bye.